It's the Rod Peterson Show.
What is the definition of insanity? You know what it is, right? What did I say about controversy? I can smell it like a fart in a car. It's coming. Open the window.
How about that?
Keep doing things the way you've always done them, and you're going to get what you've always got.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the RP Show on this Wednesday, July the 8th. It's Canada's morning sports talk show coming to you out of the bunker out here in Western Canada. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. For all our new viewers on Game Plus TV Network, you see the guy primping his hair. Our listeners have no idea what I'm talking about, but they'll know who it is. It is 10-year CFL veteran and Grey Cup champion Mike Abou-Meshrick. How you doing, Abou?
So happy to be here. Great to be back with everyone. You... Everyone, I'm just happy to be here.
Former Ottawa Renegades, Saskatchewan Roughrider, Winnipeg Blue Bomber, and Western Mustang Mike Abou-Meshrick, and of course Darren DuPont's here. How are you, Dupes?
I'm doing good. Better now.
Why?
Well, because Abou's back.
Yeah, no kidding.
Something's been missing for the last 4 months.
Well, he's had his hot takes on video chat since the pandemic began, but now we've got some restrictions loosened. We're able to have people into the bunker. But let me just outline today's program, and then we'll get into the real fun, okay? Assuming that it will be fun, because I feel like there's been a full moon hanging over us. Can somebody check on that? It's been a weird day already, and we haven't even had lunch yet. Mike Abou-Meshrick will be with us. CFL insider from TSN, Dave Naylor, is going to be with us in hour one in this very uncertain time for the Canadian Football League. The former voice of the CFL on CBC, Mark Lee. You remember him from the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Calgary Stampede. Now, the voice of professional bull riding. Mark Lee will be with us from Southern Ontario today. I'm very much looking forward to that. That's all in hour one. And our director of Craig Smith's going to join us. He's our director of scouting, Craig Smith's going to join us. Two-time Grey Cup champion with some interesting topics on football that I think you guys are going to want to weigh in on. But are we ready to roll with the quick six show topics? Thank you. Here we go. You didn't hear those, did you, Abou?
I just saw the Pasaglia.
Look.
As you can see where this is going to go.
This is the Lou Pasaglia babushka doll. What did you call it, Darren?
It's a Russian nesting doll.
Russian.
Thought we discovered the babushka was the little hat thing.
It looks a lot more like adult film star Ron Jeremy than Lou Pasaglia. You don't know what to say to
that. Difference.
What's the difference? Yes, this is a whole BC Lions thing we've got going
can
on here.
Can we do a side-by-side?
Can we go to the quick six show topics? Hit it again, Jordan. Would you mind? Number one, should the Edmonton Eskimos change their name? And you saw that one of their major sponsors, Bel Air Direct, yesterday threatening to pull their sponsorship if the Eskimos do not. We're going to come back around on that, so just hang on. Point two, the website bettingprops.com has come out with the odds to win the NHL's Western Conference. You might be surprised who's number one. I've written them all down here. Point three, good news / bad news for the CFL return to play. An article moved on the Canadian Press Wire this morning. I posted it to rodpeterson.com. An infectious disease expert, Toronto doctor, saying, hey, yeah, CFL could come back. Not a problem. But if there's an outbreak, they're going to have to shut the whole thing down. So I know you got thoughts on that, Abou, and certainly you do too, Dupes. Point four, MLS is back tournament. You know, things change. I wrote these things down, and things continue to change. The MLS soccer tournament supposed to begin the championship tournament today at 5 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Eastern, Orlando versus Miami, and I believe TSN will have the game. The Montreal Impact opens tomorrow against New England, in case you were wondering, part of a doubleheader. And then we find out that the Toronto FC's doctor begged the team to stay in Toronto before they left. He begged them to stay. I guess they ignored his orders and went to Orlando. So we'll get to that. Point five, big hockey news, really. Gord Burnett hired as the assistant coach of the Moose Jaw Warriors. It's big because he's left the Winnipeg Blues to come to his, not hometown, to the Moose Jaw Warriors. He's from Regina. He coached in Kootenay. He coached with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. The guy's been everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now with the Moose Jaw Warriors. We'll talk about that. And we've decided that we're going to do our first ever CFL Sim doubleheader on Thursday night. We should probably tell our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hackowitz, that we're going to do a doubleheader. Because by a smidge in our vote yesterday, what's Canada's game of the week in week 5 of the CFL? What's the most preferred game? It was like 1% difference between the Calgary Stampeders at the Hamilton Tiger Cats and the Toronto Argonauts at the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So we've decided, we all kind of wanted to do it because we wanted the Stamps and Tiger Cats to win out.
Yeah.
We did because we wanted to do two other teams. We've decided we're going to do two games Thursday night, 6 p.m. Mountain, Calgary at Hamilton, the computer-generated game. We're going to broadcast it on this Facebook Live channel, not on Game Plus, obviously, but hopefully one day that's coming. And then the Argos Riders. And Nelson, I said, Nelson has written in on the Facebook feed and says, whoa, we'll take that as a yes.
Yeah. Is he on board or not?
So let's go back to point one. Should the Edmonton Eskimos change their name? Abu, you've got some thoughts on that, I know. And just hold on to them for a second. You are of Lebanese descent. Vis-a-vis a minority in this country. So I know you know what it's like. Yeah, sorry to point it out.
But if everyone's a minority, how are you in a minority?
I didn't say everybody's a minority. I said you are. The
amen.
Twitter the Twitter poll today for Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center, is this. Not should the Eskimos change their name. Where'd I put my phone? Will the Eskimos change their name amid sponsor pressure? There's a little difference there. And I want to get you guys' take on should they or will they? I'm just calling up the results here right now. 52% of Twitter respondents say, yes, they will change their name amid sponsor pressure. 48% say, no, they won't. Put me in the 48% because I don't think they will. Over to you, Abu. The floor is yours.
I'd like to see how that 52, 48% is breaking down because no offense, and you can edit this because I'm going to be racial here. It really shouldn't matter what you think about what the team is. I mean, I don't know. I just imagine you're white, right?
French.
Let's talk to some indigenous people.
Thank
right,
you.
Right. Well, white is all-encompassing. It's not... you know what? I don't care what people
Caucasian.
Want to label themselves. Caucasian is East Indian, too, actually. But anyways, I think you need to go to the source. If it bothers someone that you're being called, like significantly bothers you, then you got an issue. I'm not sure that they have an issue at all.
Who's they?
The Edmonton Eskimos.
Right.
Because an Eskimo is I guess a term for the Inuit or
yep.
So everything that I hear the Inuit aren't horribly offended by it. And the Eskimos say, well, it was more a tribute to this group of people and they use the wrong name. Now, the Washington team in the NFL, do you know what that is? Do you know what a redskin is? It's like saying a bear skin. So if I went around and I started a new team in Regina and called them the Peterson Skins.
Yeah.
And named it there because my ancestors skinned all of your family and dried their skins and made couches and lamps out of them.
And you studied this at Western University, did you not?
You don't need to study nothing, man.
No, but I'm just telling.
Educate yourself on everything. If you're going to have an opinion on something, at least do yourself the service of knowing what it is.
So
I know what a redskin is, and I have a problem with that, a big problem with that. Those are the only two times that I've said that word in probably the last 5 years. When we're doing fantasy football with my kid, I'll say, hey, look up the Patriots, look up Washington, and look up the Buccaneers.
It's interesting that you say that. You're offended by the term Redskins, but you're not offended by the term Eskimos, and some Inuit people are. So what's the difference between them and you? Just because you're not offended about some things, but some are, some should change their name and some shouldn't? And by the way, we're going to talk actual football here in the Roll Off for Flooring Superstore. We're going to talk actual sport coming up. So
if you're not offended by the term Redskin or an N-word
it's inappropriate. I do.
You're an asshole. And I don't care what you think. So
we're on national television now. Did you tell him?
To answer
did you
your
tell
question,
him?
Where's the 7 second
delay? To watch his mouth?
You're a jerk face.
Thank you.
Okay. Way worse than a jerk
you
face.
You can call me whatever the hell you want because it doesn't bother me, which is actually an underlying
and
issue.
That's what I mean. And maybe that's what... And if your opinion is that Washington team name doesn't offend you, I don't care. If you want to use it, that's fine. I don't care that either. It doesn't offend me to the point that we're not going to be friends, that I'm not going to go to a game. I just don't want to use it. It's simple. It's a choice that I'm making not to use that horrible word.
Right. But that's just you.
So, right. And that's just me. And I know that has a lot of history. But that's what it comes down to. There's people that use the N-word. And we talked about them off the air. People that we love. People that we know.
People just, that grew up where it was okay for them to do that.
It doesn't make it okay now. And so in 5 years and 10 years and 15 years, go back 50 years and talk to someone about the N-word. Oh, yeah, they use it all the time. It's not a big deal. It's just the word. Now, let's don't use that. Let's go ahead 50 years and talk about what Washington used to
be. I felt like you've come in hot. You came in hot. You were ready to go with this. But the topic is about the Edmonton Eskimos, by the way. So John Kirby is writing in, one of our longtime viewers from Edmonton, and he says, lots of Eskimo season ticket holders said if the team name is changed, they will not support the team anymore.
Then don't.
The Eskimos are in a real vice here, and here's why I think they won't change their name. And Darren, you can jump up. And I noticed that you've given Abu the floor very, courageously, however you want to say it.
Sure.
Here's why they won't. You can't have sponsors dictating how you do business.
Right. Look at
period.
Look at Facebook. Facebook stock dropped 20% in a day because Coke dropped out. The next day, Pepsi signed up. Okay, 20%. Guess who bought Facebook stock on that day?
You.
Why?
Because it was cheap.
Stupid. Yeah.
Because he knew it was coming back. It was cheap.
Exactly.
You're a business man.
Oh no, Coke is out. Oh no, Bell Media is out. Well, then here comes Rogers.
Yeah.
At a discount. You know, like, it's free market. It's capitalism.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing. The people always get their voice. These people that won't renew their thing, if they renew their season tickets, if they change the name, well, then here comes a whole bunch of people that haven't bought tickets because of the name.
Yeah.
And all those people that say that they're gonna cancel their tickets because...
I'll tell you what, though. This is somewhat dangerous stuff. These guys said that there's been a couple Twitter accounts that took all the Eskimos' major sponsors, put it on Twitter, and said, here, boycott these companies because they support the racist Edmonton Eskimos. And as a friend of yours and mine put on Twitter the other night, he works in the CFL. I'm not going to call him out on this show, but he said, Bel Air Direct, you signed the sponsorship deal with the Eskimos. Like, it wasn't racist when you signed it.
But now it is.
Why is it now?
Again, you're an idiot. If you're opening up Twitter or any sort of phone and listening to how you should feel about stuff.
See, and that's where you started at the beginning, Mike, was, you know, you're not really interested in my take on the Eskimos team name. You know, I'm not part of that Inuit community, right? So me being offended about it for them, and it feels like every time you open up Twitter, that's what you see.
Hate?
People being offended, you know, other groups.
Yeah,
you know, all of the complaints I'm seeing are from white people. And to me, that doesn't hold as much water. You know, it's the people we've had on the show and asked them, you know, what should we be doing? You know,
it's people wanting to online boycott the oil industry while they drive their oil cars.
I'm sorry to interject.
No, go ahead.
Tad Cornegay, the Grey Cup kid, has written in. He's watching in New York State, and he says, okay, I'm tuned in. What do we have here? Tad, two-time Grey Cup champion, by the way. The Edmonton Eskimos are under attack that they should change their name because it's racist. You're following what's going on in America, Tad. So we're kind of kicking it around here. Our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center is, will they change their name because sponsors are threatening to pull their advertising if the Eskimos don't change? And I'm saying the Eskimos won't. Because they can't allow sponsors to dictate their business. Now, the Redskins are under fire for the exact same thing because sponsors have said that. Sorry to interject, but do you want to finish your thought?
Because
I want to talk actual sports here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore.
Because
I got a really good point.
I know. We only have a little bit of time left. But, yes, I think they will if enough sponsors pull out. And it's not about if they should or shouldn't. I don't necessarily think they should. But to have that opinion, I'd have to go into the Inuit community and really do my homework like the Eskimos
They've
say
done it.
That they have, right? They say they have. If they're comfortable, great. But at the end of the day, if enough sponsors pull out, if there's enough action, if enough season tickets aren't renewed, then they might do that purely out of a financial decision. But one sponsor pulling out, I don't think is going to make that happen. I really don't.
Money talks.
Money does talk.
By the way, can you put the comment up from Jason in Red Deer with regards to the N-word, by the way? Because I have a take on that. He said he's extremely... you can't find it? You don't have it? Okay, I'm going to move on. Can we move on?
Let's move on.
Perfect. Yesterday's rock star of the day, by the way, was Paul Figler from the Dub Network, getting figgy with it. He was voted by all his friends and family as the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. By the way, no small feat because he beat out Brian Prop, Sean Burke, and Angus Reid. Coming up today, Dave Naylor, Mark Lee, and Craig Smith. There will be a test at the end of the show to vote for the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Abu, we're going to get into a lot of this later when you're with us in hour one. Should the CFL scrap its season? Your former teammates, Abhi Khan and Doug Brown in Winnipeg, say that they should. So just hang on. But for our NFL fans, I'm loving this. I'm watching ESPN get up this morning, and they're saying, how did NFL GMs miss on Patrick Mahomes? 10th overall pick in 2017. You know the football is the ultimate hindsight sport. Not just on how did you miss in the draft, but you call this play and it didn't work. You're an idiot. Fire him. You know that.
Well, they depend too much on what goes on in Indiana at the combine. Mike Mamula was drafted first overall one year because he ran fast.
Well, can I say, and that's why I'm so excited to have our director of scouting, Craig Smith, come in an hour or two because he's made a career of this. But here's the 2017 draft list, by the way. What's on your phone, Darren? What's more important than this?
I'm listening. Pete.
That's not what I asked. Who's on your phone?
He's looking up the draft list.
You want to know?
Outed!
I'm discreetly showing this to Mike Abumetric.
We have to be out. Okay, so you're telling him to shut up. You could have just told him
just
to shut up.
No, not yet. I'm telling
him. I would have told him to shut
up. Okay, I know. I'm just trying to be diplomatic.
We're all wearing headbands in the second segment. Got it.
2017 draft class. Guys, number one, Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns. Not bad defensive end. Yeah. Suspended last week.
Safe pick, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For point Cleveland. Two, Chicago Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, who might not even start this year, as you know.
Look at his stats, though.
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
I mean, he's got the biggest arms in the league.
Oh, his combine
he's
stats.
He's tall.
Yeah.
He's got a strong jawline.
This is, again, the year that Patrick Mahomes are calling the greatest quarterback in NFL history. They're actually saying that. Went 10th overall. Number three, 49ers take defensive end Solomon Thomas.
Who?
Yeah.
He's not even a household name in his own house. Point four, Jacksonville Jaguars take running back Leonard Fournette.
Yep.
Pick five, Tennessee takes wide receiver Corey Davis.
Oh, yeah, that's the Corey Davis draft, sure.
Point six, draft number six, player six, New York Jets take safety Jamal Adams, who since requested a trade. Number seven, the Chargers take wide receiver Mike Williams. Number eight, Carolina takes running back Christian McCaffrey. Turned out to be okay.
He's all right.
Ninth overall, Bengals take wide receiver John Ross, and then with the 10th overall pick, Kansas City takes quarterback Patrick Mahomes. When they were drafting him, none of these guys had taken a pro snap yet. Is it not unfair to go back and go at the GMs for missing
Garrett
on Mahomes?
First overall, for Cleveland couldn't screw up. They couldn't take a skilled guy. They needed to take a
stud.
Guaranteed, like, no-skilled position guy, and they got him. Fournette, running back, stud.
Right.
Stud. Who's that other running back
McCaffrey.
McCaffrey. He should be first overall. That's what this thing should be about, don't you think? McCaffrey.
Is it fair to go back and look at the GMs and say, why didn't you take Mahomes? There was nine opportunities here to take him ahead of when he went.
Yeah, no.
I don't like it. As a son of a scout who worked 26 years in the National Hockey League, it's not fair to go back and do this. ESPN should be embarrassed that they did it. Look, let's break and come back with a sports update. Dave Naylor of TSN, CFL Insider, and we'll get into should the CFL scrap its season, because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty short strokes here, boys. We'll be back in a moment. It is the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network, and you're watching and listening around the world on the Rod Peterson Digital Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
A real treat. 10-year CFL veteran Mike Abomeshwick is with us in the bunker. Grey Cup champion. Downtown Toronto, born and raised. Former Ottawa Renegade. What did I say? Winnipeg Blue Bomber, Saskatchewan Rough Rider.
And Western Mustang.
And Western Mustang, of course. He's in their Hall of Fame. And Tad Cornegay is watching from Manhattan and says, Edmonton will probably have to change their name, especially if the Redskins change their name as well. Sucks that we are the generation experiencing the fire for the history behind our history that's been untold for years. We now have to gather all the information, accept this issue, and finally correct it whether we like it or not. It's the only way forward for all. That's from Tad Cornegay, the Grey Cup kid, checking in from New York. CFL on TSN's Dave Naylor checking in moments. He's told us that he's had some family issues. He's going to be a little late. We might move him to hour two of the program if that's the case. So Major League Soccer is about to resume its season in a state that has seen a huge spike in coronavirus infections, with one team absent because of a COVID-19 outbreak and with plenty of worry about what will happen next. The MLS is back. Tournament starts tonight in Florida. The league's teams are sequestered in resorts for the duration of the World Cup-style tournament, which will be played without fans at ESPN's Wild World of Sports complex at Walt Disney World. Dallas FC withdrew from the tournament on Monday after 10 players and a coach tested positive for the virus. Alex Poulin, a two-time world snowboard champion and Winter Olympian, has died. Police say the 32-year-old Poulin drowned today while spearfishing on Australia's Gold Coast. And seven-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson can race Sunday at Kentucky Speedway. Johnson has twice tested negative for the coronavirus and been cleared to resume driving. That is the morning sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See at Wendell's. It is Wendell Wednesday, guys. The Wendell Burger, deliciously scrumptious, featured for $13.99. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, for the month of July, $20 gets you the variety pack, all seven flavors. For just $20, order at g2gbars.ca. Thanks.
I meant to ask you what you're doing this weekend. Are we got to find time to go to Saskatoon.
That's not happening. Sometimes. I'm digging tree stumps out of the ground. I'm sitting by the pool. I'm not available. Sorry.
Have fun with that.
Why don't you ask me after the show? Abu, you have thoughts? Can we go to the CFL? Because that is our bread and butter here. Your former teammates at Winnipeg, Doug Brown and Abhi Khan, saying the CFL should just take a knee.
Can they afford to? Can they afford to not be existent? And I'm not saying this is good or bad. You know, this whole coronavirus has caused everything to kind of reset. And, and if you had a stupid rule that was bound by some sort of union agreement, it's allowed kind of both sides to look at it and say, well, what are we going to do to go forward? I don't know if the CFL survives Toronto not being there. Just not being there, not even people going to it, but as being there. If, like, right, we always say, you put it on TV and people will watch it.
Yep.
If it's not there, people aren't going to watch it and people are going to forget about it. Toronto, BC, those are two right off the top that I think, do they need to be back? ... I know there's advertising dollars and all that other thing, but what we said in the first segment is money out, money in, right?
Which side are you arguing here, though? You want them back or you don't? Are you saying they have to come back or they'll be out of sight, out of mind?
I'm saying let's have a discussion. If they're out of sight, if they're not in Toronto, if they're not in BC, everyone's going to say, look, we don't need them. They lose money anyways, and nobody really cares anyways. And they're going to be like, yeah, you're right. Maybe we don't need them. Maybe, what else? You know, there's the Bills. There's the Seahawks. Yeah. But maybe it opens things up for Atlantic Canada. Maybe a team moves to Quebec City where the litmus test where the numbers make a little bit more sense, where people want them. Where the new numbers make sense.
Yes, but you're getting 4 months out in one hit here. All your thoughts, which is great. I'm just trying to follow you, right? Because I was on radio in Hamilton Monday, CHML, Hamilton's news talk leader. And Scott Radley, the host, said, the CFL has to play. Do you agree, Rod? And I'm like, yes, it has to play.
It has to play.
For the reasons that you're seeing. Because if they don't, they will die.
And so what if it does die in those bad markets? There'll always be a Riders. There'll always be a Eskimos. The Stampeders aren't going anywhere. The Bombers are going to be there. Hamilton Ticats. I mean, Ottawa's whatever they want to call themselves. There's the fan base there, and there will be a CFL. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe a clean slate isn't the worst.
Do you think they could survive it?
No, I don't think that they could survive it the way it is. There's no way that if they don't play this year, that Vancouver and Toronto specifically are going to be like, eh, we didn't need them anyways, and no one really cared. That's the way it is, man. I don't like it that way, but that's the way it is. But then maybe we open up a couple other venues. And, Rob, we've been doing this for 10 years. How many times have we said Quebec City? You know, put a team in Moosomin and they're going to fill a stadium.
Just hang on. You know the audience participation here. You just rankled them all in Vancouver. Brian Warishin from the Lion's Den podcast writes in and says, what? You're suggesting we move the Lions to Quebec over my dead body. Lauren Smith, same thing, says, don't refer to BC as a bad market.
Oh, so this is what we wanted, some conversation. This is what I'm talking about. And I'm not here to make friends. I could use a couple. but that's the reality of it, yeah. Right? Is that you have some diehard, you have 10,000 diehard, live or die BC Lions, Toronto Argonauts. Okay, 2,000 Toronto Argonaut fans. That's not enough to run a professional team in those markets.
If they go away and the fans, you know, find something else and they come back after a year, it'll almost be like bringing an expansion franchise to those markets. You'll have to resell the whole thing.
But there's
enough people in those markets that it could be done if somebody's willing to roll up their sleeves.
Well, can I just interject an Angus Reid poll? And I'm not talking about the former Lions center who was on the show yesterday. Yeah, it's so confusing. An Angus Reid poll, which was done during the pandemic, showed that BC loves the CFL more than the NFL. And it's actually not close.
Or did they just answer a survey? I'm a money.
Why are you throwing a wrench into this?
Double said it in the first segment. Money talks. So show me the money. Show me you love me, baby. Show me the money.
I see what you're saying. But what they say in Vancouver is, we love the Lions, but they've sucked for quite a while. So that's why we don't go to the games. And that's not fair. What you're saying is, who are you going to watch? Are you going to watch the Seahawks? as a BC resident, or are you going to watch the Lions, which is actually in your region? They're saying they support the BC Lions and they love the CFL more. I'm just saying I don't want to see the Lions leave either. I got to call an audible here, by the way. It is 10:30 Mountain. We're going to have to move Dave Naylor to hour two, folks. So apologies to the Dave Naylor fans, but we just don't have enough time for him in this segment to bring him on adequately. So to go back to where we started, I don't want to see BC leave either, but I also want to see Quebec City have a team. You watch the Vanier Cup on CBC?
Always.
They had a great crowd. Yep. Beautiful stadium at Laval. But they should have a team. Why can't we have both? BC and Quebec City.
But that might be why they won't. It won't work in Quebec City, is because Laval, people aren't going to stop going to Laval games to go to the pro games. And so that there's another kind of wrench of the. And you can love a team all you want. That's not going to pay the bills. It's not going to pay the bills. And I don't think there's going to be, if the league doesn't play, if they do play. Me, I wasn't the greatest with money, but I was better than the most. And if we started in June, my money ran out at the end of April. You know, I balanced checks and I lent money and I borrowed money for May. And then once those checks came in June again, it got back. And then, so I don't know what these players are doing from May, June, we're into July. It's going to be August, September. I would be driving my dad's cab by now, for sure. I would have had to
You would be doing something. And by the way, Jeff, the Stamps fan, is watching in Calgary, and he says maybe the fans in Vancouver, Toronto, simply don't like going to the stadium for various reasons. Come on, that's bunk. I mean, I know these are all new viewers and new listeners. You just said we've been doing this for 10 years, and we have. But these are all new people, which you smiled, Darren, and love that fact. You don't have a problem going to Blue Jays games or Canucks games or Leafs games. Come off it. You just don't want to go to CFL games because you don't like the venue, but you'll go to the exact same place for all these other games. Yeah, stop.
I think my 10-year-old kid
Plus, it's a fraction of the price.
Excuses. I think my 10-year-old kid is writing in now. Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's a business. If you don't have enough butts in the seats in the CFL, you can't pay the players. You can't pay the staff. You can't pay the ticket holders.
That's all true.
So you can love all you want. That's not paying the bills.
I see they've stamped Rod's rant here for Bronco Plumbing and Heating. Should I read it? I just feel like such a cheese when I didn't plan it. But hey, Bronco Plumbing and Heating, mention Rod sent you and save 10%. They're working at our house right now. When do I do the bidsy read? I'll do this before we go off the air.
Sure.
I know we're a little all over the place here. We started on this by saying, should the CFL scrap its season? You know what I hate? I'm getting tugged in two different directions, and I can't decide.
Yeah.
I can't decide the answer on much of this.
I said that they couldn't afford. At first, I said they can't afford financially. They can't afford to have a season with no CFL is run by the tickets. You know, without selling tickets, there's no money. So how could you possibly, if you can't afford to fly a player into the country, how can you have a team? You know. But then I hear that, Justin's going to write a check and we're going to do whatever.
Yeah.
Then I say, all right, well, maybe it can work. That's the only way that it can work, is if the feds write a check, mm-hmm. everyone comes to, it does MLS style, you know, come in. And
bubble style.
We're here. Remember us. Don't forget us. Here's some great action. It's going to be good, and you're going to love it.
Carlos Legena is watching in Indianapolis, and he says, a decision should have been made last week regarding the CFL. Says who? That magical football fairy? They've given the players a July 23rd deadline to accept or deny this proposal. It's now on the players. It's been thrown into the players' court. They have until July 23rd to accept this proposal, which includes playing on 4 to 5 days rest, prorated salaries. You're right. Ottawa has to fund all of this or it's not going to happen. And by the way, Metal Shingle Guy writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. Your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer is Prairie Mobile. He says, the agreement with the players, signed or not, isn't the only issue. JT needs to pony up if the CFL is to survive. And for American viewers, JT up here is in reference to the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. And Metal Shingle Guy goes on to say NFL 2 could happen, which is a whole other kettle of fish here. But as far as, it's interesting how you can word these questions. A, it's I said, should the CFL scrap its season? B, you could say, will the CFL scrap its season? Two very different things. I think players need to play. Coaches need to play. Or sorry, coaches need to coach. Marketers need to market. Hot dog vendors need to sell hot dogs if that's their thing, and they allow 25% into the stadium. They got to go. They can't sit on their ass and just get a check from the government.
I think they need to. I think that guy was right. They need to make a decision now because, I mean, I was talking about Jeremy, not to Jeremy. I'm like, well, what's he doing? He's like, well, nothing. I'm like, and I'm like, yeah, how can you sign? Hey, you want to come play for us? You guys playing football? Maybe. How much?
Right.
I'm not really sure how much we can pay for you. How many games? I don't know. What city are we playing in? I don't know. Like, it's virtually impossible. It is impossible to sign anybody. So if they do play this year, having veteran players, there's probably not going to be any rookies. No one new to the CFL. In six games, you can't learn what a 5-yard halo is,
or make any money on a rookie deal. You know, when you're asking a guy to pause and be training all year and not take a job and come back and play for six games to make anywhere from $15,000 to $30,000, it's not a lot of money. And it's a big commitment and a big risk to take.
All kinds of comments coming in here. Lauren Smith in BC says the CFL needs to play to cut its losses and remain relevant. That's a fact. It's a no-doubter. They have to play. Actually, your buddy Wade Miller and former teammates said the exact same thing in a Winnipeg media outlet. They will play into December if they have to. He said, hey, Canadians are hardy. They'll sit out in the cold and watch games. My first thought was, let's see you out there, Wade. Which he might, as you know, Wade. Chris Cooper in Toronto, one of our viewers, says Toronto and Vancouver need to replicate what Ottawa has captured, and that's a really fun game day experience.
Dude,
is so not a conversation for now, however.
Toronto has. No one's going. Toronto, the game day
it's
experience
very good.
Awesome,
you were
man.
There last year.
So, I go once a year. Anytime in Toronto there's an MLS game or an Argos game, I go down. It's just such.
It's very good.
If people were there, it'd be great. It's like going to a fair that's empty. It's kind of weird.
Yep, really?
Wow. It is great.
Well, look, someone could be having fun there. Someone could be having fun there. Look how fun that could be.
Listen, we're going to break and come back with Mark Lee, formerly of the CFL on CBC. And as you said, Dupes, maybe we'll be again. I'm going to ask him if he'd be interested in a return to the CFL. Mark Lee, big name in broadcasting and several Olympics, too. He'll be with us from Toronto next. Hang on. You're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus Network and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Digital Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live, Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals, video production, event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of CBC's Mark Lee. Hey, do you have a job and you don't know who to contact? Bidzy it! Do you own a business and want to be alerted of nearby customers? Bidzy it. Big or small, Bidzy connects businesses and people to jobs. Post your project on Bidzy.com for free today. Checking our poll question results. Do you think the Edmonton Eskimos will change their name given sponsor pressure? Our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. 53% of you say yes, they will. 47% say no, they won't. I voted no because you can't have sponsors dictating how you run your business. That could be subject to change, however, but that's how I feel today. Let's go out on video chat now and bring in CBC's Mark Lee, the voice of many of our lives soundtrack. He joins us today. How you doing, Mark? And you hear the guys groaning from the back room.
Not working?
There we go. We got you. Can you bring
you
Mark
me
back?
Okay, here we go.
We got you, Mark. It was an us problem, not a you problem. So, again, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing real well. Thanks for having me on the show.
People are writing in already, Mark. They're asking if you, under normal circumstances, would be at the Calgary Stampede right now, rocking the Stetson and Wranglers. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I sure have. It's a big void in my summer and a lot of my colleagues' summer as well. I think right, we're getting ready for our opening, a day four, day five opening at the Calgary Stampede as we hit the halfway mark. So, you know, it's really unprecedented when you think that the Calgary Stampede has never been canceled in more than a century. Even that come hell or high water Stampede we had back in 2013, when they had like 2 weeks to clear the debris and the damage that had been left by those floodwaters, they managed to pull it off. But, you know, there's more than 900 people that would have been working this year at the Stampede, and they're not working. And so, you know, my thoughts are with them right now.
No doubt. It's Calgary's just continued to take it over and over and over again. But I got a lot of things to get to with you, Mark. I will just say this. The other day I put on professional bull riding. I do watch it regularly. Grew up with it. You're calling it. And I'm like, this is pre-pandemic because there's a crowd here. But you did a really good job, Mark. I mean, as far as being on the air, you're like a cowboy now. What's the deal?
I'm a store-bought cowboy with the rhinestones and everything that goes with it. You know what? I mean, that PBR, those PBR events from Calgary and Lethbridge, the Calgary show took place in January, the last week of January, and the Lethbridge show was in the first week of March, and we never got a chance to package those. And so the PBR folks asked if we could somehow figure out a technical way to call those events in post-production to get them on the air for TSN. And so here's what happened. I've never done anything like this before. I ended up driving into Toronto about 2 weeks ago to a private voiceover studio where they put me in the voiceover booth, turned off the air conditioning so none of the air would circulate. And I didn't come face to face with our technician in Toronto. He used Pro Tools and something called Starlight, which is like an industrial size Zoom, and managed to connect Scottie Scheffner, the great Canadian bull riding champion, in another studio in Lethbridge, Alberta. All right. So he's in Lethbridge, managed to show us the video in real time and the audio. And then our producer, Larry Isaac, is in his basement watching on a laptop in Vancouver. And he's in my headset in real time, giving me cues. And he can also talk to Scott Scheffner. And somehow in the wash, it all came out.
Came out great. It's the future of broadcasting, as we talk a lot around here. I really enjoyed it. So, Mark, let me, there's just an absolute avalanche of comments from our viewers here that have questions for you. Personally, from Mike Abu Meshrick's perspective and mine, Abu is in here. Can you please give us your thoughts on the 2007 Grey Cup, which I know for a fact is the last you called on CBC. Hopefully it comes back again. But that day, Riders 23, Bombers 19, sold out Rogers Center. What do you remember about it? Because I've never asked you your perspective.
Well, it was an emotional game for me because it was the last CFL game I ever called. It was the tail end of our rights package with CBC before TSN took over with the entire schedule and playoffs and Grey Cup in 2008. So I was working with Chris Walby in the Rogers Center, and it was a great back and forth game. Dinwiddie, the Winnipeg quarterback, I think he came in because the Bombers had lost
Kevin Glenn.
Who was there? Kevin Glenn, yeah, had injured his arm. So Dinwiddie had absolutely no experience. And so the Bombers were in, you know, a bit of a jackpot there. And I just remember it being a terrific defensive game, and a game in which we sat afterwards, Chris and I, in the booth for probably an hour, just sort of thinking about, you know, what we'd done in the CFL in terms of our commentary and how this was the end. And so it was, you know, it was my third Grey Cup as a play-by-play announcer. It was exciting to do, but in the end, it was kind of bittersweet.
A lot of our viewers writing in, for instance, Mike in Phoenix says, I really miss CFL on CBC. Probably no more than you do, Mark. I mean, what's your thoughts watching the CFL since it left the CBC?
Well, I mean, I love the CFL. I had the most fun as a broadcaster covering the CFL, and I played football in university, and so it's kind of, football is the game that's closest to my heart. I just love the broadcast. I love the team we work with. I thought we had a great team with the big man Bluto Walby in the booth, Brian Williams, and then Elliot Friedman hosting our pregame show with Greg Frères and that gang, Darren Flutie. It was a great crew, and I really enjoyed the competitive nature we had with TSN, having two networks covering the same league. It really drove us to come up with something new every week and to really showcase the game the best way we could.
One more for you, Mark. Your thoughts on the state of the CFL right now, how you think it should go, how you feel about the way the leaders are leading at this time. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I mean, the league has never been better. The caliber of football has never been better. It's never been better run. It's funny, preparing for my appearance today, I was looking back into the 90s and just what a state of disrepair the league was in, you know, with the Rickmans and the Glievermans and teams in trouble and these various Save Our Stamps, you know, and the Ticats and all these organizations that were, you know, in deep trouble, and how the league has really come together and flourished. In terms of dealing with COVID-19 and going forward, I mean, I don't know how they can play a sport like football without a vaccine. I just don't know. I mean, you're going to bring all these athletes together. You're going to test them every day, put them in a bubble. I don't see how it can be done without so many athletes getting sick.
Yeah, they're telling me that we've got a few more minutes here, Mark, and I don't really want to let you go. So in terms of your prep, you throw out whatever you want. I will say this. The last I heard your iconic voice was the Vanier Cup last year, Montreal-Calgary. Fantastic game. You and Justin Dunk. I loved it. I'd never actually seen Lavelle before. It looked amazing. So let me ask you this. It doesn't sound great for the CFL based on what you're saying, because there's not going to be a vaccine for 2021 minimum. So the new CFL, if there is one, could you envision a Moncton, a Quebec City, a Kelowna? I mean, what do you think is possible for Canadian pro football?
For sure, a Moncton. I mean, I'd love to see the league go to 10 teams and be truly coast to coast. Quebec City has an incredible passion for college football with Laval. And that might be a tough fit in terms of the pro game, getting some elbow room there. They're really protective of the Rouge et Or and that program and support it so well. They have a great rivalry with the Carabins in Montreal. So I think, you know, they've got a niche there that might be hard to displace. Moncton for sure. I'd love to see the league get to 10 teams coast to coast for sure.
Me too. Listen, Naboo, you got to say something to Mark Lee. Can you tell him the story that you told me before he came on?
I'm like nervous here.
Just tell him.
Well,
it's a great story.
Well, hearing your voice just your voice echoes through the halls of my home growing up. I mean, on the weekends, you know, if we were home, the TV was on and we were listening.
But you thought he was Chris Cuthbert. Tell him that part.
Oh, that you're calling me out.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, I am. It's great.
Good thing it's your show, Peterson.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
but
then,
he met you at a game. Tell him.
And then I met you at a game and you introduced yourself. I was like, I think I just called him Chris.
Do you remember that, Mark?
It must have been 2000, 2001, maybe in Winnipeg. But your voice. And I'm sure I'm not the first person to say, that's what you look like? Because your voice, I mean, it's iconic. It's everywhere. It represents, if there was a soundtrack to my life, just puttering around the house, raising kids, farting around, mowing the lawn. You would be, sorry about the farting
thank
around.
Thank you. Thank you, Abu.
Thank you.
You remember that, Mark? You remember that?
I do. And, you know, Mike, please don't feel badly, because it's not the first time someone's called me Chris. I grew up as a broadcaster working side by side with Chris Cuthbert and I was a student of his great play by play, as I tried to improve my broadcast. So, I've been confused with Chris. We have been over the years. I've even had fellow broadcasters, in visiting cities, doing hockey games come up and say, hey, Chris, do you have the lines? Just keep letting it go.
Let it go, yeah. Mark, this has been awesome. Let's do it again. And thank you for all the support. I really appreciate it. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Rod.
All right, famed broadcaster Mark Lee with us. We'll be back with a viewer takeover after this. More with Abu and Dupes. It's the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network. And you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Digital Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. I'd say viewer takeover, but it might be a boo takeover. And by the way, we've got gift certificates for Mike Abu Meshwick from Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. It is now open. Batting cages, video games, 100% open, Ballers Rec Room. The poll question today is... will the Edmonton Eskimos change their name given sponsor pressure? For Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center, 53% of you saying yes, they will. 47% say no. I'm in the know. I say you can't have your sponsors dictating how you do business. Abu, is the customer always right? I mean, do I have it wrong here?
Is your customer always right? Is your customer always right?
Yes, maybe that's not even the right comparison.
But not everyone's your customer. If you're just going to be in a... if you're just going to be offended to be the sake of being offended, I don't care what you have to say. So is the customer always right? As long as there's a symbiotic relationship, client, the client's always right. But I mean, if you're not gelling with your client, if oil and water, yeah, no, the client can go and find, can be right with somebody else.
But to clarify, historically, you're saying Redskins is wrong. You won't even say the name. So you don't support that, but the Eskimos, you don't feel
well,
wrong.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is?
It's a slang term for an Inuit person.
Well,
correct?
I'll say redskin again. And what a redskin is the skin of an Aboriginal person stretched out and dried in the sun so that they can make couches and lamps out of it. That's what a redskin is. Not a person, the skin. It's like a Peterson skin is what we said. So if I called, we're the new Regina Peterson skins because my family... stretch your family's skin out for generations. If you're not offended by that, you're the jerk face. That's what a redskin is. The naming of Inuit people Eskimos, I'm not sure it's on the same par with using... I'm not sure. I don't know because I'm not Inuit, and I don't really know how much my opinion even counts in this.
You're sitting here, so it means a lot.
But
I think everybody's entitled to their opinion, but it doesn't mean that you will change a name based on somebody's opinion that they're
American,
offended.
African-Canadian, black. I grew up saying black. I don't know. Black versus the N-word. Don't say the N-word. Aboriginal versus redskin. Redskin isn't even a person. Sorry, Inuit versus Eskimo. I don't think it's the same correlation between black and the N-word. I don't think, but maybe it is. If it is, absolutely change the word. If it's not, if the Inuit people are okay with it, I'm okay. And I don't think anyone should have a problem
with
it.
Are you going to stick with us an hour or two, or are you leaving? We'll be live on Facebook for hour two at the Rod Peterson Show. Search us out. We've got viewer takeover from there coming up from the CFL on TSN, CFL insider David Naylor. Who else we got? Craig Smith, our director of scouting. It's all coming up in hour two.
That Facebook Live comment is contractually binding, just so you know.
Hi, we are Pure Clean Restoration Regina, and today we're at Modern Men's Salon disinfecting and applying Aegis Microbe Shield Protection. Aegis Microbe Shield creates a layer of confidence when reopening your business. It actively works in between cleanings to reduce the microbial load and keep places like Modern Men's Salon safer in between regular cleaning practices. As Saskatchewan reopens and the salons prepare for more traffic, this protection is an extra level of security for both staff and customers.
Chase adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.